As we are winding down our look at Acts chapter 28, we are at verse 18 through 20. Let me repeat the verse from yesterday. It says, "They examined me and wanted to release me because I was not guilty of any crime deserving death. The Jews objected, so I was compelled to make an appeal to Caesar. I certainly did not intend to bring any charge against my own people. For this reason, I have asked to see you and talk with you. And it is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." Well, this is the first time that Paul has made a direct statement about why he appealed to Caesar. Before, we were only guessing. Now he plainly tells us. He says it was because of the pressure that the Jews were applying to Governor Festus. John MacArthur characterizes it this way: "It is not because he is guilty that he is a prisoner. It is because the Romans were being blackmailed by the Jews." In other words, if the Romans did not keep him in prison, if they did not prosecute him, the Jews would lead an insurrection against Rome in Judea, and that would be very bad. As Paul is explaining this, he is saying, "I did nothing wrong to the Jews, and the Romans had nothing against me." He concludes this opening explanation by saying, "For this reason I have asked to see you and talk with you. It is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." Well, let me make a couple of notes on that statement. First, there's a piece of information hidden there. Paul says that he is bound with this chain. He doesn't say chains, plural, but chain, singular. This confirms the statement back in verse 30 that he was entrusted to a single soldier. Second, he cites the hope of Israel. This is, of course, a throwback to Acts chapter 26, where Paul told Agrippa II, "And now it is because of my hope in what God has promised our ancestors that I am on trial today." The hope of Israel was twofold. It was the expectation of the Messiah who would bring in the kingdom of heaven, something that every Jew cherished, but it was also the hope of the resurrection. And that, of course, had been the sticking point from the very beginning of Paul's apostolic ministry and preaching. He proclaimed the resurrection was the proof that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. Well, at this point, the Jewish leaders respond. Listen to what they say. "We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of our people who have come from there have reported or said anything bad about you. But we want to hear what your views are, for we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect." Now, I find it curious that the high priest and the Sanhedrin did not send letters to their Jewish counterparts in Rome. They certainly knew that was where Paul was being transferred. It would seem that they would want to warn the Roman Jews about this agitator before he arrived. Well, there may be one reason. As you'll recall, the Alexandrian grain ship that Paul initially boarded was leaving very late in the sailing season. It may have been that the last ship to leave for Rome that fall had already gone. Mail was commonly put aboard ships and bounced from port to port until it got delivered. Perhaps the high priest did not attempt to send a letter to Rome because of the closing season for mail delivery. At any rate, the Roman Jewish authorities had no negative information on Paul, but they were very interested in hearing what they called his views. Now that's interesting, for we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect. That is the answer. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.